Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
And I saw another strong angel coming down out of heaven, clothed with a cloud. And he placed his right foot on the sea and the left on the land. And he cried out with a loud voice, just as a lion roars. That's Revelation chapter 10, verses 1, 2, and 3. When Christ comes to take possession of the earth at the end of this age, he will come not as a lamb, but as a roaring lion. You're tuned in to Life Study of the Bible. I'm Chris Wilde, and joining us once again today is Bob Denker. Bob, welcome back.
Chris, it's good to be with you again to fellowship concerning this very important book that comes at the end of the Bible.
Well, Bob, in Revelation, now we're at chapter 10, and in this chapter, Christ comes this time as another angel, specifically to take possession of the earth in a hidden way. And here he comes clothed in a cloud. And this is in stark contrast to his open coming that's spoken of in chapter 14, verse 14, where it says the Son of Man is sitting on a cloud. Let's talk about Christ being this other angel and the secret and open aspects of his coming before we join Witness Lee today.
Well, here, Chris, Christ is referred to as another angel. The same reference is made to Christ in chapter 7, chapter 8, and also in chapter 18. So 4 times in this book, Christ appears as another angel. And if we consider the Old Testament, we have a reference in the Old Testament to the angel of Jehovah. And the angel of Jehovah is actually Christ himself. So here again, at the end of the Bible, Christ appears as an angel, one who was sent by God, and in chapter 10, he is sent to take possession of the earth for God and for God's kingdom. And here, as you mentioned, Christ is clothed in a cloud, which means that he's not visible. He's hidden in the cloud. At the time of the vision here in chapter 10, this means that Christ has not yet come to the earth in a visible way so that everyone can see him. At the end of the great tribulation, Christ will come, and he will come visibly. And at that time, he will first be sitting on the cloud, and then he will come, as he said in his own words, as the lightning flashes from heaven to the earth, so the coming of the Son of Man will be. So Christ will come to the earth like lightning. He will come out of the cloud to the earth. So this shows that the coming of Christ is not simple. For a part of that time, Christ will be concealed in a cloud, and then at the end of this period of his parousia, or his coming, he will appear on the cloud, and then he will come down to the earth like the strike of a lightning bolt. And then, of course, he will defeat Antichrist and the false prophet at the War of Armageddon and all the other things that will take place after his coming, but that will be his visible and open coming.
Bob, last week we saw in chapter 7 that really chapter 7 was an insertion in the sequence of the opening of these 7 seals between the 6th and 7th seal. Then we saw the contents of the 7th seal are the 7 trumpets. And now today, chapter 10, we see another insertion, this time the insertion between the 6th and 7th trumpet. So I wanted to point that out for our listeners so they know in reference where we are today as we join Witness Lee.
To understand this book, you must find out what sections are continuations, what sections are insertions. You have the 7 seals, then you have the 7 trumpets, and so forth. You have to find out what are the sections of continuation showing us the seals and then the trumpets. And you also have to find out that some sections are not the continuation, but insertion. Chapter 7 was an insertion of 2 visions concerning God's preservation of his 2 peoples. The first vision is the sealing of the children Israel, and the second vision is the rapture of all his redeemed ones. Now we have another insertion. this insertion is between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet. The first insertion in chapter 7 is one between the sixth seal and the seventh seal. Now the second insertion in chapter 10 and 11 is between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet. This second insertion is composed with three visions. Firstly, you have a vision showing that Christ is coming to take possession of this earth. Then another vision, that is the earthly Jerusalem, will be given up to the Gentiles. That means mainly to the Antichrist, to be trodden, to be damaged, to be polluted for 3.5 years. That will be the time of the great tribulation, the last part of the 7 years. Then lastly, the vision of the two witnesses. All the things are the content of this second insertion between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet.
Well, Bob, this is another one of those matters where we want to go slow so as not to confuse our listeners. We're really trying to help people to understand this book. And, of course, you and I have the benefit of all of these great resource materials, including the chart that we have talked about a little bit. So maybe it would be good if you could go back and review this insertion again so that it's not confusing to our listeners between the sixth and seventh trumpet.
Well, Chris, first of all, in the book of Revelation, you have the seven seals. The first four seals are the four horses, and they describe the main items that take place in human history from the time of Christ's ascension to the time of just before his second coming. And these four main items are, number one, the preaching of the gospel, signified by the first seal, then the spreading of war, signified by the second seal, the increase of famine, the third seal, and then rampant death. That's the fourth seal. The fifth seal will show us the prayer of the martyred saints for God to avenge their blood by executing his judgment on the evil people who live on this earth. Then the sixth seal. This seal is actually a warning to the people on the earth that God is coming in to judge the earth with its inhabitants. Then, in chapter 7, we have two visions inserted, showing us how God will preserve his two kinds of chosen people, that is, the Jews and the believers in Christ, as he pours out his wrath in his judgment on the earth and its evil inhabitants. That's chapter 7. Then, in chapter 8, the seventh seal is opened. This seventh seal, as we've mentioned numbers of times, consists of the seven trumpets. And these seven trumpets are God's answer in full to the prayer of the martyred saints in the fifth seal. Then in the remainder of chapter 8 and in chapter 9, the first six trumpets are sounded successively, one after another, to carry out the first six stages of God's judgment on the earth, on the heavens, and on mankind who dwells on the earth. Then, the point where we are now, between the sixth and the seventh trumpets, we have these three visions inserted, as described in chapters 10 and the first part of chapter 11. Then, at the end of chapter 11, the seventh trumpet is sounded to bring in the eternal kingdom of Christ and so forth. Now, the contents of the seventh trumpet is all-inclusive. Actually, the seventh trumpet includes everything from the time when the trumpet is sounded until eternity in the future, including the new heaven and the new earth with the new Jerusalem. Actually, the contents of the seventh trumpet are the seven bowls, the rapture of all the saints, the judgment seat of Christ, the wedding of the Lamb, Christ coming back with his selected army to defeat Antichrist and the false prophet at the war of Armageddon, the binding of Satan and casting him into the abyss. This is up to chapter 20 now. The millennial kingdom, the last rebellion of mankind, under Satan's instigation. Then the judgment of the dead at the great white throne for their eternal destiny. And then we have finally, in the last two chapters, the new heaven and the new earth with the new Jerusalem. Now, all of this is included in the seventh trumpet.
Well, let's go back. You mentioned the visions included in this insertion in chapter 10. I want to read a couple more verses. We just saw in the first verse that there was this other angel, which we now know is Christ. Verse 2 says, "And he had in his hand a little opened scroll, and he placed his right foot on the sea and the left on the land. And he cried out with a loud voice, just as a lion roars. And when he cried out, seven thunders uttered their own voices. And the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land lifted up his right hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things in it, and the earth and the things in it, and the sea and the things in it, that there shall be delay no longer." God's toleration has come to an end. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
If you are going to understand the prophecy of this book, you must have a clear view. 1933, I was staying in Shanghai. A number of young people were asking Brother Ni to have the study on Revelation again. Brother Ni somewhat promised to do this. He asked us in this way. He said, "You have to read and study the book of Revelation until you know all the facts. You can recite all the facts. Chapter 1 is on what? Chapter 2 and chapter 3 on what? Let me try it. Amen. Chapter 1, John saw the seven lampstands with Christ walking among them. Then 2, 3, the seven churches, right? And 4, the heavenly scene. And 5, Christ came in as the worthy one to open this school. And then chapter 6, you have the first six seals. Then chapter 7, you have the first insertion of the two visions of God, two peoples. Then chapter 8, you have first four trumpets. In chapter 9, you have the fifth, sixth trumpet. Then chapter 10, Christ coming to take possession of the earth. And chapter 11, the two witnesses. And chapter 12, the man-child. And chapter 13, the beast. And chapter 14, the first fruit and the worship of the beast and the harvest and the wine price. And chapter 15, this overcoming ones on the glassy sea. In chapter 16, this you have all the six bulls. In chapter 17, the great Babylon. And the chapter 18, the physical, political Babylon. And then chapter 19, the wedding of the Lamb. And then chapter 20, you have the millennial kingdom. After that, you have chapter 21, 22, the new Jerusalem in the new heaven and new earth.
Yeah.
Well, this is the book of Revelation. You have to get into it. Now, in the second insertion, first of all, you have a clear vision about Christ's coming. And here he comes, or he's coming to do what? To put his foot on the land and other foot on the sea. In the Bible, especially according to Joshua chapter 1, whatever the people of God tread, that will be possessed by them. Based upon the same principle, the another angel sent by God, which is Christ, he is coming to walk through, to put his feet upon the earth and the sea, indicating now he's coming to take over the earth and the sea, because the earth and the sea have all been given to him as the inheritance. But they have been usurped by his enemy for centuries, and he has been tolerating. But now it says here, he declared, even with an oath, that there will be no more toleration.
Well, Bob, Witness Lee passed Watchman Nee's test. I'm not sure if we could just yet, but maybe, Lord willing, by the time we're through with this life study. I like this word about Christ's toleration of his enemy is now over, and he is coming to take over the earth and the sea and to remove this enemy who's usurped his possession for centuries. Praise the Lord, Bob. He's coming soon to possess the earth.
Yes, Chris, I also say, praise the Lord. Actually, the heavens and the earth and all human beings were created by God. And after God created man, you know, he charged Adam to multiply, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue the earth, and make the earth God's kingdom. Mm-hmm. But then Satan, the serpent, came in. This began a kind of usurping by Satan. Satan began to usurp the earth through the fallen mankind until today. What do you see on this earth? You don't see the kingdom of God. You see Satan's dark kingdom, which is maintained by the fallen human race.
Right.
So actually, although in Psalms chapter 2, verse 8, says clearly that God has given the entire earth with all the nations as an inheritance to
right.
Christ, what we see today is a situation of usurping by Satan. And God has been tolerating this now for centuries so that he can carry out his purpose and his plan and fulfill and complete his mystery on this earth. But there will come a day when the time of toleration will be over. And here's what we see in this portion of Revelation, a strong declaration by this angel saying that the delay will be no more.
Amen.
There will reach a time
right.
when there'll be no more delay, when Christ will come to take possession of what is his. Actually, Christ not only was given the earth and the people on it to be his possession, but he redeemed the whole universe by his death on the cross. So everything and every one of us is rightfully and legally his possession. One day he will come to possess everything and everyone.
It's an interesting perspective. 2,000 years ago, this redemption was accomplished. The price was fully paid, and rightfully, the whole situation belongs to him. But he has tolerated and not really taken full possession. When he comes back, this will be the fulfillment of the redemption that was begun on that day.
Yes, Chris, and the whole earth will become the kingdom of God.
Well, before we join Witness Lee for our final portion today, I want to read one more verse, and this talks about this seventh trumpet, Bob. Verse 7 here in chapter 10. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, and when he is about the trumpet, then the mystery of God is finished. Amen. The mystery will be finished.
Amen.
Let's go back to Witness Lee.
From Adam to Christ, in the Old Testament, everything was open, manifest. Then, in the coming age, the kingdom age, everything there will also be open and manifest. But from Christ's incarnation to Christ coming back, in the New Testament dispensation, everything here is not open, not manifest. Everything is a mystery. The incarnation of Christ is a mystery. The kingdom today is a mystery. Even the church life is a mystery. Christ's indwelling is a mystery. Today, whatever here is a mystery. We say, praise the Lord, we have Christ in us. People would say, show us. I can't show you. But I know Christ is in me. What shall you say? You have to say, this is a secret. This is a mystery. But, listen to this, when the seventh trumpet sounds, the mysteries will be over. The sounding, the trumpeting of the seventh trumpet will be what? Will be just the ending of all mysteries. The last trumpet, the seventh one, will close this age on the one hand. And will also usher in the kingdom and the new heaven and new earth with the new Jerusalem. This is a very simple word that covers nearly the prophecy of this book.
Well, Bob, we need to take a couple of minutes here at the end of our program today and talk about this seventh trumpet. You mentioned it a while ago in its magnitude. We just heard him say that this trumpet will close the age. There's a trumpet mentioned in a couple of other very notable instances in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians 15:52 talks about the last trumpet, and then the trumpet of God is spoken of in 1 Thessalonians. These must be referring to this last seventh trumpet.
Yes, Chris, we do believe that the seventh trumpet mentioned in Revelation is the same as these trumpets. The last trumpet mentioned in 1 Corinthians 15 when speaking about the resurrection of the dead believers and the rapture of the living ones, and also the trumpet of God in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, which also refers to the resurrection of the dead believers and the rapture of the ones who are still living. What does this mean? This means that the rapture of the majority of the believers will not occur before the Great Tribulation. It will occur at the time of the seventh trumpet, which is the last trumpet, which occurs at the end, the very end of the Great Tribulation. This is a very important fact that we have to take note of. Of course, we also know that the rapture of the man-child, we'll see this later, and of the first fruits, the overcoming believers, will take place before the Great Tribulation. This will be a reward to the overcomers for their faithful following of the Lord and their cooperation and coordination with Him to carry out God's economy. And I know you have this desire, and I have this desire, and we hope all our listeners have the desire to be overcomers, that they may be raptured before the Great Tribulation. But here we have something that we have to reckon with as a crucial point in the Bible, that a majority of the believers will not be raptured before the tribulation, but at the end. And that's the time when all the dead believers will be resurrected also. So here at the sounding of the seventh trumpet, we have the finishing of the mystery of God, as Brother Lee pointed out in this point. You know, everything in the New Testament is a mystery. The incarnation of Christ is a mystery. Christ himself is a mystery. He's called the mystery of God, right, in Colossians 2:2. The church is a mystery. The kingdom of the heavens, as we saw in our Matthew life study, especially in chapter 13, is a mystery. The gospel itself is a mystery. The indwelling of Christ. In Colossians, it says that Christ in you is the hope of glory.
Right.
That is a mystery.
Right.
And finally, the resurrection and the transfiguration of the saints at the end of this age. In 1 Corinthians 15, this is called a mystery. All these things, which are major items in the age of grace, the age in which we are living, are mysteries. But at the time of the sounding of the seventh trumpet, Christ will come openly, and the believers will be raptured and transfigured, and the sons of God will be manifested, and all these things that were mysteries will be openly displayed for eternity. So the mystery of God will be finished at the sounding of the seventh trumpet.
Well, Bob, we want to be there.
We want to be there. You're right.
As part of that throng with the Lord Jesus, who has conquered every foe and
Amen.
Opened the entire mystery of the universe, of the ages, and all the questions are answered.
Amen.
Bob, we will wrap up chapter 11, which we've discussed before. Of course, the major turning point in chapter between 11 and 12, a section of Revelation really concluded, and now chapter 12 and beyond gives us the details of the things we've already seen alluded to. Thank you very much again, and do join us again for Bob Danker today. I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you for listening.